This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
Almost time for us to wrap up for the day. Very quickly, if you'd like to get in touch, you have about 10 minutes. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We're going to move straight into story number four. Bendgate, or the first foldable failure, is what we've got.
Samsung's latest smartphone, the Galaxy Fold, it isn't out yet. It's supposed to be out sometime next week. It seems that the device that they have been calling the future is kind of falling flat before it's even hit the stores. Four review units of the Galaxy Fold all experienced some screen failures. I think it was The Verge, Bloomberg, and CNBC. They all appear to have reported similar issues with half or more of the foldable screen failing after what the reporters described as a regular use. So here's the thing. Here's a quick bit of trivia first. The average person checks their phone between 80 and 300 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So the Fold, the Galaxy Fold, is supposed to be durable enough to withstand being folded at least 200,000 times, which would equate to about 300 folds and unfolds every day for 2 years, right? But here's the thing. Within 48 hours of these review units being distributed to the reviewers, it's already cracking or breaking. There's like little bubbles that are unfolding. And so the reviewers say it's unclear what's behind the failures. I think it was a Bloomberg reporter that actually pulled off a film over the device's display that Samsung said was not supposed to be removed. Samsung only told him this later. And then there was a YouTuber who also removed the film and apparently experienced the same issue. The foldable screen broke.
Oh, no.
Right? So Samsung has released an official statement addressing reports of this display issue. First, Samsung noted that it intends to thoroughly inspect and review each of these units in person. All these units that seem to have had screen breaks without a direct or obvious cause. I think the Verge review unit developed a bulge. That's what I was talking about. You know, like a bubble that appeared to be the result of something in between the screen and the hinge, ultimately breaking the screen. Samsung also said that the issue of screens breaking because reviewers had attempted to peel off a protective plastic layer that was on the screen itself, they shouldn't do this. Though it looks like a screen protector and seems like a natural thing to try and remove, it shouldn't be. So the main display on the Galaxy Fold features like this top protective layer, which is part of the display structure designed to protect the screen from scratches. And removing this protective layer or adding any kind of adhesive on it, like a screen protector, may cause damage. And this is something that I think, according to these reporters who were given the units to review, they were only told of this later. So maybe a more robust warning may be needed from Samsung.
Right.
Do not peel.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they're not production units. They're review units, right? And secondly, they got a warning, albeit a little bit late, not to peel it off. I suppose they've done the right thing, but these things are not going to be cheap when they come out, you know. And I think
$2,000, $1,980. It's quite expensive.
It's a new range of phones that they're trying to introduce. I'm looking at it; it's quite pretty. But why would you need a phone like that? I'm just thinking of the old days.
Why would you need an iPad? We didn't know we needed them until they came out.
Right, so this is a sort of like a I guess it feels like you're reading a book. I don't know.
I guess that's the idea. Yeah, yeah.
It'd be heavier. I'm just wondering whether I would need one of these.
Of course you would, Frida. Of course you would.
So here's the thing.
You send me one for review then.
I'm sure that can be arranged.
I won't peel it.
You won't peel it. So the thing is here, everybody's watching what happens with the Galaxy Fold because Samsung is obviously trying to be the first to win the race to the market with the first mainstream foldable device, right? Yeah. So with bad news like this coming so early, like a stumble of this magnitude this early, is not really very reassuring, is it?
But here's my thing, Ords. Even before these things were released, and we knew that there were a bunch of tech companies working on the same similar project, A lot of the kind of websites were already saying that this tech is not quite ready yet, you know, and maybe we're still a couple of years away, ideally, from it being released. And this is what happens when you have companies who really want to get ahead of the curve. This is going to happen. You know?
Yeah. So you mean there are a few other phone companies that are planning to do
this? They're also looking.
I see. So I guess they're just trying to be the first to market kind of thing. Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah.
But there you go. I would still consider it a bit of a prototype, to be honest. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, it's time for us to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for all of your tweets, all of your WhatsApps. If you've missed any part of this show, don't forget, you can download the podcast a little bit later on via our app, available in the Apple App Store, Google Play, or we are on Spotify as well. We started off with that story revolving around a 125-year-old delivery network that feeds the entirety of Mumbai, Six Sigma rated, of course, the Dabbawalas. That was in parts one and two, and we spoke about some of the services we'd like to see improved here in Malaysia. The hospital was something that certainly came up once or twice. Mm. Banking was something that came up a few times. Food delivery service, a whole bunch of other stuff. Keep those messages coming in because we can use it, and we can use that to maybe talk about in the future. Then we moved on to...
The Minister of Communications coming up with a programming for computer programming course for students.
And they've got digital ninjas.
Mm-hmm. Digital ninjas. Ah. How cool is that? Okay. And that final story about the first foldable failure in Samsung's response to all these reports of display issues on the Samsung Galaxy Fold.
So only four or five so far, right?
Yeah. Not yeah. Many. Handful.
Right. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, Breakfast Grill Replay. Axiata Digital Services is the digital arm of the Axiata Group. Its main business is in the area of digital advertising, API and digital financing services. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Khairil Abdullah, the CEO of ADS, to explore the company's financial performance as well as its mass consumer product, the Boost e-wallet. All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place at noon here on BFM 89.9. Have yourselves a lovely afternoon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.